another 2 weeks? But, Dan, I want you home. We've never been apart on Thanksgiving. I miss you. No, I'm not going to cry. So how is your mom? Good. Well, you miss a lot of stuff around here. Darlene's oldest daughter won the spelling bee. And DJ just got out of the joint yesterday, served 3 of the 5. And did I tell you, I want you home. God, Dan, without you here, just... things just aren't the same.
What doesn't kill us is making us stronger. We're gonna last longer than the greatest wall in China. Oh, that rapping with a drum. There's one thing that I learned while waiting for my turn is that in each light's a rainbow, but you also get some sun. And we'll make out better than okay. Hear what I say.
Toaster blows my mind. I mean, every morning I've selected a different shade, you know, and it has yet to disappoint. Plus, you know, the toast doesn't just pop up, it gently ascends.
Man, I hope that dullness gene is recessive.
Good morning.
Happy Turkey Day, Mrs. Connor. You want a cup of coffee?
Yeah. Thanks. Hey, where is my other mug? Is a shot glass mug.
I put the coffee mugs here above the coffee machine. It just makes more sense. I'll move them back now.
Hi, everybody. Darlene, how you doing?
Well, I've had morning sickness, evening sickness, roll down the window when you're driving sickness, my shoes don't fit, my rings don't fit, my clothes don't fit, my vision's blurry, and if you want to sit a spell, I'll tell you about my brand new hemorrhoids.
Takes about 10 minutes.
Yeah, well, I still cannot get over this place. It's so bright and shiny. Clean! That's what it is! It's clean!
That's what it is. Cooking it to ruin it. Hey, have you checked out my new covers, though? Real wood, not the peel-off kind.
Well, do you have any idea what these babies go for on the prices, right? You are living large.
And it only gets larger, Jackie. Listen.
I don't hear a thing.
Exactly. Whisper quiet, because this new dishwasher is top of the line.
Oh. Yes, sirree. The Connor family has entered the 1970s.
Hello.
Caterers, I love you. And it's real this time. Not like that fleeting love I had for the pizza delivery boy.
Now, I need to know where you keep your silverware.
Oh, yeah, sure. Where'd you move my spoons?
I thought a closer proximity to... my mistake.
So, is there anything at all that we can
Nothing.
Do?
Nothing, excuse me.
Sure, yeah. Sorry.
You know, usually I'd be a lot more help.
Working! Dear, why don't you do nothing... in the living room.
Hey, let's watch the Macy's parade.
Yeah, you know, I've never actually seen that. I could use a nap. Isn't this couch awesome?
It's green and slanty. What's not to like?
Yeah, and that TV just makes the room, doesn't it?
Watching insects do it on the Discovery Channel now is going to be really creepy.
You don't think it's too big, do you? I mean, everything is kind of working, right?
Yeah, no. Yeah, absolutely. It works. It just, you know, takes a little bit of getting used to.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
So. Ah!
It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. It's only Al Roker.
Retro, back into the pocket.
Jeez.
But man, Andy, look. Doesn't it look like the players are coming right at you?
Yeah!
Look, I'm the same size as these guys. Hit me, I'm open, I'm open!
What a TV!
You know, it's no wonder men fall asleep on holidays. It is exhausting watching people cook.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone! I would have been here sooner, but homeless people were lined up around the shelter and they caused a horrible traffic jam. It's so inconvenient. They should close on holidays.
Mother, I am so proud of you. You've learned to say homeless people instead of bombs. What's that?
It's a jello mold with kiwis.
Mother, we have caterers this year. Everything is done.
Did they bring a jello mold?
No, they did not.
Well, then I suppose someone should say, thank you, Mother.
Go ahead, Jimmy.
Thank you, Mother.
Two fingers.
Oh!
Butterfingers.
Oh. Man, there must be like 10 guys in that pile.
10 guys in a pile. New Year's Eve, 1976.
Oh, Columbus Day, 1938.
Hey, there's no eating in the living room.
Since when?
Since, I don't know. But you're not supposed to eat in a nice living room like this, are you?
Well, hey, we have our shirts on.
Yeah, well, that doesn't matter, because I've seen, pictures of fancy living rooms in magazines. Now, they either have food in them or people in them, but they never have both. God!
A little Architectural Digest is a dangerous thing.
Can anybody hear the doorbell?
Yes,
that
thank
we heard
you.
It.
Quite good. Jackie. Happy Thanksgiving.
Carlos, it's a pleasure to see you again.
And you.
Everyone rise! May I present to you Prince Carlos, Philip, Jonathan, Kent, Arthur, William, Hobson, Pepe Charmaine.
Hello, everyone.
Your Highness, I just want you to know we have that picture of you and Leon dancing together right up on our mantle next to our wedding picture.
Yeah, it's lit by a baby spot in a soft pink filter.
Well, thank you.
Look at that! That guy split his pants down the back!
No, don't go to commercial!
Oh, my! Is that how you drink in Moldavia?
Yes, but don't feel you have to keep up with me.
I'll get us a couple more glasses and then we'll see who keeps up with whom, you naughty prince.
You scare him off, I'll break your good hip.
Roseanne, what are you doing in here?
I'm helping.
Oh, God, those smell great.
They're yams etouffee.
Yams? Where's the marshmallows?
Had a Girl Scout picnic where they belong.
Putting marshmallows on the yams is the fun part.
Listen, if you want marshmallows on your yams, let me do it.
Now, all right, Roseanne, you're paying these guys a lot of money to do the job, so let... Now, come on.
No, I have nothing to do out there.
Well, you have nothing to do in here either.
All right, fine, I'll be out there in a minute.
59, 58, 57, 56, 55,
54.
Here's how.
Back in a jiffy. Hey, Prince, did your father ever fix that leaky roof on the east wing of the palace?
Yes, but how on earth did you know about that?
Well, I boinked your father a couple of times.
To Moldavia.
Three Moldavia.
Mother,
Are you harassing the prince?
Must you puncture every balloon I send up?
Carlos, is she bothering you?
Oh, no, sirree, Bob.
No, sirree, what?
Oh, dear, I'm sorry. I went 2 years to the University of Texas. And every now and again, after a few cocktails, I have sort of a linguistic flashback.
Oh, but you're okay now.
You betcha, sister. I mean, yes, of course.
She's coming! Good luck!
Cry. You didn't do it. The grown-ups did.
Look, Jerry, Mr. Napkin is cleaning up that evil old adult beverage. Zoom, zoom, zoom.
You know, you guys are pretty good with kids. How does a buck an hour and all the Fruit Loops you can eat sound?
Well, we have been reading up a lot lately on raising children.
Should I tell them?
Leon, we decided to wait until we were sure.
Oh, I know. I know, but I'm just so excited,
oh,
Scott.
Oh, go.
Everybody. Scott and I are going to adopt a baby.
That is so great.
Thank you.
That really is great. You know, that My Two Dads was a great show.
Congratulations, you guys.
Thank you, David.
You know, just for the hell of it, why don't one of you have something ripped from your pelvis anyway?
You're gonna adopt a baby?
Well, we tried to conceive naturally, but we just didn't seem to have any luck at all.
Well, I'm appalled. The very idea, two gay men adopting a child.
Mother!
I read somewhere that this is how they recruit. They can't have children of their own, so they have to adopt to freshen their ranks.
Hey, Ma, what do you say after dinner, me and you just march right into Austria?
Stay out of their business, Mother, okay?
Don't you tell me what to do.
Why don't you just drink up, Bev? You've got a long drive home.
Wait, just a minute. I'm watching the game.
I know what I know, and that is a fact I will not be reasoned with.
You don't know squat.
I do know one thing. Daughters can tear the heart out of a mother with one word.
Oh, just name the word, Mom.
I have told you that every holiday at Roseanne's ends up in sanity.
Well, don't start or they'll turn on us.
Everyone stop fighting.
I'm not fighting. I'm saving civilization. Anarchy.
Wow, the acoustics in this new room just make a fight sound swell.
Look it up. 73% of all children raised by homosexuals turn out to be choreographers.
That's crap, Mom. That is just like your theory about half the Supreme Court being on the Vatican payroll.
See, I told you we should have kept our mouths shut.
You know, you're binding me.
Whoa-wee. It's hotter than a jalapeno in hell in here.
Carlos, what are you doing?
I'm just getting homey, sweet pea.
All right, well, what do you say we red light the wine for now?
Okay, just let me top off that tank.
Oh, yeah.
You know, there's a lot of negativity and alcohol in this room. I think it would be great if we all just went around the table and said one thing that we're really thankful for.
Oh, God's sake. What's wrong with you?
Hey, come on now. I think David's dumb idea is great. Everybody go around and say something that you're thankful for. That's wonderful.
Well, I'm happy we won all that money.
Well, not just the money, but the stuff the money bought us, you know?
No, not about the money. You know, something more meaningful, something important to you.
I can't. I'm sorry.
You're married to my daughter, Mark.
Dear Lord, thank you for Miss Connor's daughter, the blonde one. Thanks again.
Yeah, and I'm thankful for all this delicious food and The cute guys who are serving it.
Well, I'm thankful that my life experience has allowed me to remain open-minded. Stop making a ball out of your bread.
Well, I would like to give thanks that I am not a young child being raised by two very tasteful, but nonetheless light in the loafers.
Hey, Mom! Mom! Look around you. Nobody's talking about that anymore.
I just don't think two men should raise a child. I married a man. He was cruel to my children and cheated on me. He had horrible table manners, and he made me drive an old car with bald tires. The bastard!
Mother! Trying to save a little something for Christmas.
And he's not the only man like that. They're all cut from the same cloth, which is why I don't particularly care for men. Frankly, to sleep with a man is to know how much you hate them. By the end of my marriage, the only way I could have sex with my husband was if I stopped off at the store and bought myself a Playboy first.
Well, I think Grandma's just outed herself.
Oh, God. And I've always known it since she's a little girl. She always liked flannel.
You acted on this? With who? When? How? No, don't tell me. Pass the yams.
Amongst us royalty, most everybody's gay. We just marry so folks won't hang us.
You know what just really fries me? Our whole lives, you make me and Jackie dress up like little baby dolls, you know. You paint our fingernails. You tell us always to cross our legs and act like little ladies. You're like, don't ever act too smart because you may not get a man. And now here you are sitting there, my right-wing conservative Republican mother is a great big old lesbo.
Welcome to the club, Bev.
We'll teach you the secret handshake.
You hate it all, don't you?
No, I don't hate it. It's just kind of like I miss some stuff, you know? Like the couch and that spot on the rug that used to look like Mr. French.
Well, I'm kind of embarrassed to tell you this, but I didn't give all our stuff to charity like you asked. I saved some stuff.
Yeah, no kidding. Like what?
Like that picture of the dogs playing poker and that lamp that DJ hit his head on, you know, after I threw it at him. And there's one other thing.
Oh, man, the afghan. Hey, that looks different. You didn't wash it, did you?
God, no.
Yeah. I don't know. It just didn't feel like a regular Thanksgiving, did it?
Well, it did have its weird moments. What with Grandma saying she was gay and the prince going Ozark on us.
No, that part felt like the regular Thanksgiving. It's just, I mean, like, I'm not tired, my back doesn't hurt, I don't have any burns on my hands.
Well, have another piece of pie, maybe you'll get indigestion.
It's just the weirdest thing, you know, because, like, when you're poor, you hear people say stuff like, money doesn't buy happiness, and right away you think, oh, yeah, you're just not shopping in the right place, idiot. And then we win this big lottery, you know, we go crazy at the spa and in New York, and then come back home and your dad's not here. And it's Thanksgiving, you know. I haven't done anything for my family. I don't know. Just realize money is just money.
Psst, you guys, do you know, are we supposed to tip the caterers? Because I just heard one of them say those rich bozos wouldn't know the holiday spirit if it bit them in the ass.
Tip the caterers? Usually our biggest problem is whether to scrub the pan or just throw it out.
I just feel like I want to do something, you know? I don't want to feel like this big useless rich jerk.
Come on, Mom, you're not useless. You bought dinner for all of us.
Yeah, but that's not my style. I'm not the kind of person that buys stuff. I'm the kind of person that does stuff.
You can buy stuff and do stuff, too.
Yeah. Here's what we ought to do. Okay, here's a plate and an extra plate in case that guy you're talking to ever shows up.
Here you go. You know, if you were down at the mission, they'd make you sing a dozen hymns before they doled out the chow.
Hey, weren't you in line just a couple of minutes ago with a different hat? I admire your style. Jackie, give this guy an extra helping of them French yams.
Yes, sir. Delicious, buttery yams. If you want any more, come back. But do remember, they are high in fat. Hey, Mom, this was a great idea.
Yeah, it really was, wasn't it? I mean, I'm feeding people. I'm exhausted. I busted up a fight. I burned the hell out of my finger. Finally, it feels like Thanksgiving.
Well, honey, it's every man's dream, huh? A great meal, an overtime football game, and now we get to watch The Wizard of Oz.
Perfect, perfect holiday.
Judy.
Oh, Judy. Oh, how about our cowardly lion here? Oh. I heard he wasn't so cowardly.
Oh, stop.
Now there. I'll tell you something else I've heard about the Tin Man.
What?
All true. He was not just tin. Steel.
Man of steel. You know, there were rumors that they were gay. Yeah, but in those days there were rumors that everyone was gay, except, of course, ironically, Rock Hudson and Liberace. Yeah.
Nobody dreamt that Rock Hudson. Well, they dreamt
we
that Rock
dream,
Hudson.
Yeah.
God, I'm not a lesbian, though.
Why is that?
Well, you know, what do you do?
With women?
I've always
what do you do